This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Treadmills, there's a bunch of them around, but there's only one treadmill that actually is now considered anti-gravity, and that is the AlterG. And joining us today is clinical specialist for AlterG is Jaikin Chun, and he is a physical therapist, athletic trainer. Jaikin, welcome to our show today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Now, you are our expert today. I wanted to talk about this world of anti-gravity treadmills. Now, maybe I have it right. I'm not sure I said you're the only one. Is that actually true? I don't know for sure.
That is true.
Okay, so you guys have created this world of treadmill that is anti-gravity. Can you give our listeners just kind of a visual of how you go about creating an anti-gravity world for the patient to work in on a treadmill? We're not talking about in a pool. This is actually on dry land.
Correct.
All right, go ahead.
So what the company has done is they've taken NASA technology, which uses differential air pressure, and that differential air pressure creates a very gentle, comfortable lifting force on the lower extremities. So a patient is able to walk on this treadmill, this anti-gravity treadmill, anywhere from full body weight all the way down to 20% of their body weight.
Hmm. So is there like a like some kind of fan or something? How does that actually work?
There is a blower. So what happens is that the patient steps into a bag.
Yeah.
After they put on a pair of shorts.
Okay.
They zip themselves into this bag, and that creates a seal.
Okay.
The blower then inflates the bag, and that's what creates the gentle lifting force.
I gotcha. So then you're kind of just running inside. Your upper body is out of is just out in the open, but your lower body is in kind of a balloon or a bag type thing.
Correct.
Okay. Sounds interesting. Now, is there some evidence or some research to back up that this is? I mean, intuitively, obviously, it sounds like this makes a lot of sense. But do you have any research that some of our listeners try and practice evidence-based physical therapy?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So we have a clinical research update on our website, and that's updated quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
Within that update, we've got the pre-marketing studies, which talk about the technology, and we've got several published studies on the basic science of the AlterG.
Okay.
So what it talks about is how the lower body positive pressure is able to decrease ground reaction force while still maintaining EMG muscle firing patterns. So because of that, our product is able to attenuate those impact loads when people are training while still preserving normal gait mechanics.
Mm-hmm. So what is the feedback that you're getting from physical therapists who are using this in the field on a daily basis, not high-level elite athletes or astronauts, but just everyday orthopedic patients walking in the door? What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
So the physical therapists and orthopedic surgeons who've adopted the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill absolutely love the technology that it affords them. They understand the benefits of unweighting, how that allows their patients to protect healing tissue, and how it encourages the early active range of motion that's necessary to prevent things like arthrofibrosis so that they can really optimize their treatment outcomes.
Okay. And why would someone use this device over any of the other unweighting systems that are out there?
Well, you know, some of the keys for us are the technology of the AlterG is very precise. We can measure someone in 1% increments from that full body weight loaded state all the way down to the 20% unweighted 20% loaded state. So you get some very, very exact data you can use in your documentation if you're a physical therapist, as well as you can figure out exactly where someone is pain-free so that they can complete their session at that state. The other thing is, once again, because we maintain normal EMG firing patterns, we're able to preserve the normal mechanics, and that way we can kind of avoid any type of anomalies that might occur as someone's going through gait training.
Uh-huh. So you're saying someone in a harness where that lifts you up would affect the normal gait?
Possibly because of the change of the center of gravity,
yeah.
Right? Depending on how much lifting is occurring. In a pool, of course, you're going to get the resistance of the water that will affect mechanics. You know, some of the other benefits are because we're not in water, we don't carry the risk of infection,
mm-hmm.
and we're able to utilize our equipment very early on in the post-operative process. So there are numerous benefits to our products, and which we feel makes it the standard for unweighting.
Okay. Well, let's get into the practical side of things. We've a lot of physical therapists out there are dealing with falling reimbursements and struggling with working harder, longer hours, seeing more patients, making less money. How do we justify the financial side of this device? How does that benefit the healthcare continuum overall?
Well, I think the biggest thing comes from people that are seeing benefits of the Ultra G while training. They might use it as a prophylactic tool. So we have a lot of runners who love to train on it twice a week. So they train on the Ultra G twice a week at lower body weight.
Because it's safer.
Because it's safer, right?
Okay.
They reduce the impact loading.
Okay.
So they can avoid injury.
So would those kind of people then pay a physical therapist to use their device after hours or in between patients, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
So okay.
Some therapists will charge patients per session.
Mm-hmm.
Some will charge a membership. So you can sign up for a monthly membership to use the Ultra G anti-gravity treadmill.
Okay.
And you get so many sessions a month that you're welcome to come in and use it.
I gotcha. So, all right, now how about the physical therapist who is trying to justify using this on patients who are third-party payers, Medicare, that kind of thing? How do you address that?
So, any normal codes for therapeutic exercise, neuromuscular reeducation, gait training can be applied to anything done in the Ultra G.
Okay.
So we've got therapists that will use the Ultra G even without starting up the treadmill. They'll put a patient in there so they can get the benefits of the unweighting and unloading, and they can work on weight shifting, they can work on balance, they can work on some other close kinetic activities.
Okay. And what does a device like this cost?
It varies depending on, packages,
mm-hmm.
but I think at the current time...
You don't have that number memorized, huh?
I don't have that offhand.
All right. Oh, sorry to catch off guard there.
Yeah.
I'll let you look that up while I ask you another question. How long has this device been out now?
2005.
Okay. And there are a couple other ways to do the unweighting. So you have the harness systems, which go over the treadmill. You've got a pool. Are there other things that you're up against, or a physical therapist out there listening to this might be saying, well, can't you also do this? I mean, are there other areas where a therapist might say, you know what, how does this compare to what we're already doing?
Well, once again, I think if you're comparing it to, a pool or comparing it to a harness, those only allow for a certain range of unweighting.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that our product allows you to go from 100% full body weight all the way down to 20%, we're covering the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
From toe-touch weight bearing, partial weight bearing, up to full weight bearing.
Okay.
And especially for patients that need to transition, say, from a pool to dry land,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of hard to just unweight someone 10% or 20% in a pool.
Right, exactly.
So that's something that we can do that some of those other products can't.
How about neurological patients, Parkinson's, MS, those kind of things? How do you? Are there uses? Would you put that kind of a patient into something like this?
That's something that we're actually getting a lot of traction in right now. A lot of people are interested in seeing the application of the Ultra G to those patient populations. I think the key is that it allows them to practice, to safely practice gait in a comfortable setting.
Yeah.
So that they can get that neuromuscular reeducation.
And I would
so
think
we have a we have some Parkinson's patients currently. We're trying to get some more data on CVA patients.
Yeah.
TBI, SCI.
And I would think it'd be a very safe environment for them, too, that they might not otherwise experience. Well, very good. Did you come up with that price yet? Or we'll have to put that in the blog.
I'm trying to see if it's listed anywhere.
All right.
I don't deal with the sales, so that's not...
You're clinical. No problem. I'll tell you what, if you find that, if you would email that to me, I'll put it in the blog when we publish this. So,
okay.
Well, Jakin, thank you very much for taking the time to fill our listeners in on the Alter G. It sounds like an exciting product. And do you know about how many you have out there in the field right now?
I think at the current time we're around 300, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's
a lot. The number that I last heard.
Okay. That's a lot. That's a lot since...
That's worldwide, so that's international.
Okay, very good. All right. Jakin Chun, he is the clinical specialist for Alter G. They make the anti-gravity treadmill, new technology, up and coming in the world of physical therapy. It hails from NASA, has research. We'll put up links to all of that kind of stuff to get to their website should you want to explore it further if it's something that you think might make sense in your practice. If you have any questions that you want to send to me, feel free to email to me at feedback@pttalker.com. And I want to thank you for listening, and thank you, Jakin, for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. So remember to tell all your friends, your peers, your neighbors. Well, your neighbors probably don't care, but if they're a physical therapist, we want them listening to PT Talker. So feel free to go to pttalker.com. Over on the right side is the subscribe box. Put your email in there and you will be a subscriber forever. Hopefully you'll find the information useful and helpful. And should you want to hear previous episodes of PT Talker, just go to iTunes. Punch in PT Talker and up they'll pop. This is Jeff Worrell saying hope you are helping someone get well today. And thank you for listening. So long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.